Hey, it's Sean Casey. Listen up. If you're shopping for home appliances, you've got to check out Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills. We're talking Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, Maytag, more than 70 top brands under one roof. The showroom, stunning. I walked in and my jaw dropped. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, you'll see they're super knowledgeable and make the whole process so easy. Open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, and Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Visit townappliance.com, but trust me, go see the showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Well, good afternoon, Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. If you want to reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. If you'd like to call in today, 410-922-6680. We are very fortunate today. We have a guest. I told you about it last week that we were going to have someone on talking about modular homes. His name is Ken Simler. He's nationally recognized expert in modular homes, and he has graciously agreed to be our guest today. So I am going to say good afternoon, Ken, and welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Margaret.
Oh, I've got so many questions to ask you. It's not even funny. So let's get right into it, because this show goes really, really fast. When someone thinks modular, I think sometimes they think mobile homes. Can you clear that up for us?
Yes, I think that's probably the biggest stigma and the biggest confusion we have. But people really don't understand there is a difference. The term either mobile home or manufactured home is built to a different building code than a modular home. A modular home is built to the exact same building code as a home that's built on site. It's on a permanent foundation. I guess the easiest way to think about it is, you know, modular is a method of construction, not a type of home. It's actually just a better way to build a house.
Okay, so is when you talk about a modular, Could a normal homeowner, real estate agent, appraiser, et cetera, when they went into a modular home, how easy is it for them to recognize that it is?
In today's world, with the custom homes we're building, I mean, we do 9,000 square foot mansions, the, you know, vacation homes. I mean, it's actually really hard to tell the difference whatsoever. You really have to know what to look for to determine if it is modular.
Okay. So as far as financing and appraisals, et cetera, it's treated the same way?
It's treated exactly the same way. I mean, it's frustrating to me is sometimes even the MLSs, you know, in, across the country, they distinguish modular from site-built homes, but, you know, from a code perspective, from a lending and appraisal perspective, there's absolutely no difference. I mean, I know I'm biased, but I would argue that they're a better built home.
Okay, let's take it. Let me ask this way. For today's show, if a real estate agent remembers one thing, if a buyer or a seller remembers one thing about modular, what would that be? Let's get a takeaway from this show.
One thing I would say is that a modular home is the same house built to the same code, but with far more control over the quality, cost, and schedule. It's the same house, just built with a better process.
Okay, so what is the advantage?
Several to start. When, you know, because it is new home construction, usually we're working with customers that are building a new home, and it's a custom home. So one is speed. Because if you think about it, when we're, you know, when the site is built, being built, you know, foundations being put in, With the site construction, you have to wait till the foundation's in before you can put the floor in. You got to wait for the floor to be in before you can start building walls. With modular construction, while the foundation is being built, we're actually manufacturing it in a factory. And so as soon as the foundation's in, we deliver the house 85%, 90% done as soon as the foundation's done. But you don't have to wait 4 months, 6 more months before your home is complete. You know, quality is just much better. I think a lot of people don't think about this, but the biggest thing that you're going to spend the most money on in your life is the only thing you buy that's not built with factory precision. You know, boats, planes, cars, your phone is built with factory precision, but you let your house be built outside in the rain and the snow. And so I think, you know, the quality that we have, the inspections that happen, and I won't say that we're always significantly cheaper. We're usually a little better value than a site-built home because we have the factory efficiencies. But I think the quality, the speed, I think those are the biggest reasons people should look at modular construction.
You know, it sounds like the main difference from what I'm hearing from you is that the benefit is on the a climate that you live in, like a Baltimore climate, where you don't know if there's going to be rain or snow or whatever, where you can't get to that site, that would hold up certainly a stick-built house. So mm-hmm. as long as they can get the foundation in, once that foundation is in, you could have everything ready. Is that correct?
That's correct. I mean, and think about how new construction houses, you know, you ride by on a daily basis or weekly basis, and the weather we're having now, you know, the rain, the late snow, all that's just laying on the floors of this house that's under construction and getting absorbed, and it's built into the house, and it's going to get out while you're living in the house.
Right. How long, I'm not sure it saves a whole lot of time. Like if you were building in a climate like California or Hawaii, it probably wouldn't be that much of an advantage. Is that correct?
Well, I think you might be surprised, actually, Margaret. you know, because even in California or Florida, they still build in sequence. And so, you know, it still takes, say, a couple weeks to get a foundation in, then most custom builders especially, you know, they might take 4 months to 6 months to 9 months or more after the foundation's in to build that custom home on that foundation. And we were building it simultaneously. So usually we save, I'm going to say a minimum of about 30%. And in most cases, we say we do it in about half the time that you would typically do that same home on site. You know, you're right, they might have a little bit of advantage, but as far as if they're site building in bad weather areas or good weather areas. But I still think we have some pretty good advantage with the factory being able to do both the foundation and house simultaneously.
Okay. You may have already answered this, but could you, I guess you could if you knew the areas, could most people drive by a modular home and be able to point it out?
No. I've actually tested people on that in the past.
Okay.
And going into neighborhoods where there's one modular home and the rest, and there's eight regular homes, and nobody can determine the difference.
So basically, the home is the only difference. It's being created, manufactured in a controllable environment. Don't have to worry about temperature. Don't have to worry about moisture, and it sounds like the precision could even be better because you're right there, I guess, in the manufacturing plant, as opposed to having different subs on a job. Is that right?
Oh, yes. I mean, again, you know, a visual for that is how many times do you drive by a job site and you see one of the construction workers cutting a 2x4 across the toe of his boot with a circular saw? I mean, do you think that's... How could you think that's more precision or precise than a factory with a large arm saw cutting 500 studs to the exact same length at the same time? you know, it's just so much precision. There's jigs. There's in a lot of factories now robotics. You know, it's starting to look like a car assembly plant with the precision that has just never been attainable before.
So if someone really wants a custom home, they, you know, the homes I think of as modular are pretty much traditional homes, ranchers or colonials. What if somebody wanted to build, say, a mid-century modern? Is that possible?
Yes, we actually do that fairly frequently and around the country. I mean, one of the things is we are, my company, we're licensed, you know, in 43 states. And so we, for example, we actually had a really a good one in Highlands, North Carolina recently, but it was a mid-century modern. And keep in mind, we're building in modules. They're just, you know, but they're really square with lots of glass. They okay. actually are easier. And but you know, we did it at such a value that it was an investor architect that did it, and he almost doubled his money in the investment on this property, and because he sold it so fast, it was so beautiful.
Question about that. So, like in a home like that with so much glass, as you say, you know, you think of a mid-century modern with as much glass as you can get in it, with sliding doors and full panels. That sounds like that would be harder to protect all that glass when you're putting it in a module. Is that, am I wrong about that?
No, you're right, and that's actually one of the things that I think, you know, it kind of brings up another topic with resilience in a home. You know, keep in mind, we have to drive our module of this home down the road at 65 miles an hour, and we've all been on Maryland highways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to drive it down the road at 65 miles an hour, and at the end, we lift it with a crane with just a couple cables and put it on the foundation. And when we do that, I mean, there's rarely or minor cracking in the drywall. If, you know, we don't get big cracks and serious issues and windows breaking, because we actually have to build such a so rigidly to sustain itself. So we're using sometimes, you know, lots of LVL, it's called laminated veneer lumber, engineered lumber. And in this case is where we're going, like you say, lots of windows for a mid-century modern. We might even have some structural steel built into the house because we are going to maintain the rigidity of it, which because we have to do that for transport, it actually makes it a much safer house to live in. And, you know, coastal areas for hurricanes and inland areas if there's tornadoes. I mean, modular homes survive the storms better than any site-built house.
That's good information. Can modular homes be built on a slab with a crawl space, or do they need to have a basement, or is there a preference there?
No, that's a good question. Our preference is, usually we like to do houses on full basements or crawl spaces, because we, you know, underneath the home, underneath the floor, that's where, and just in a, and even in the site-built house, the preference is to have access to your utilities to connect your, you know, waste lines, supply lines, you know, heating and cooling, maybe ductwork. That's our preference. Can we do it on a slab? Yes, it's possible. But for us, our cost efficiency is we, if you think about a slab, you're actually building the foundation and the first floor at the same time. And then that builder is putting in the kitchens and all of that later. With us, we're building it in a factory. And I guess this is a good distinction, is when we say modular construction, a term we like to add to it is called volumetric modular construction. Volumetric means it's actually got six sides to it, so we can do everything. So think about in the factory, we build a floor, so now we can put the kitchens in, the flooring in, the trim.
Can you hold that thought for just a minute? We need to step out and take a break. I want to hear more about that volume-centric or whatever you just call it.
Volumetric.
Okay. When we come back, you are all listening to All About Real Estate. Our guest is Ken Semler. We are talking about modular homes, and Ken is the president and the CEO of a company called Impressa modular. Questions about it? If you can't get through, just text us right here. I mean, text me, 410-530-2400, or call the station and ask the question there. We will see you right after the break.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERome.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
Tune in nights to Red Eye Radio with Eric Harley.
It should be clear to everybody by now that his public service has always been all about him and his family.
And Gary McNamara.
It just showed how cold and callous he can be.
Real. Live. Radio in the deep of the night, right here.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. We are talking about modular homes. I am so lucky to have Ken Simler, who is, I don't think there's nothing he doesn't know. If you want to go to his website, it is Impress Modular. Let me give you that. It's impressamodular.com. If you have trouble remembering it, don't worry. You can always give me a call after the show, 410-530, and I will get your questions answered or put you directly in touch with Ken. So, Ken, go back to what we were, where we left off with that big word you just used.
Yeah, the word is volumetric modular construction. And where I was at was, it's really, so we built a six-sided module, a box, and, you know, that box can take on many shapes. So it, you know, we can build boxy, just like you mentioned before, mid-century modern, or we can build any style, Cape Cods, two-story, chalets, larger mansions, cottages. But what happens is, because we build volumetric, we can put the, we can do everything at the factory. We can put in the tiled floor with the grout. We can do zero threshold showers, fully tiled at the factory. We can do everything that you would do on site, we do on, do at the factory, including the flooring, electrical, it's all done. And then we deliver that, and then it actually, again, makes the home stronger, because if you think about when you build a new home, think about the noise of the kids in the second floor bedroom, because the ceiling of the first floor is actually the floor of the second. And you hear all that noise transfer because we actually have what we call an acoustical break. I know I'm getting really technical here, but now it's modular homes are much quieter because the ceiling of the first floor is not the floor of the second floor. There's actually a separate floor. So even in modulars are being used for hotels now, hospitality construction. And so it just builds even better, more quieter hotels.
Wow. I got to go back. You just said something that's really, I didn't realize. So you're saying a buyer contracts, who do they contract? Do they contract with the builder? Do they contract with you? And are you saying to me that when this each module leaves the factory, that the walls are there, the floors are there, they, you can put a kitchen in just finished with a module?
Yes, every module is completely finished. Each one is independent structurally, and it's completely finished inside. And there, we just have to, when we put the modules together, the technical term is, it's called a mate wall or a marriage wall. And there's usually just a little bit of trim, drywall finishing at that area. But we make that blend so you can't even tell where it was. And so, yes, it's each individual module is complete in and of itself.
Okay, going back, you can hear I've got lots of questions. What if somebody wanted a wall that was curved, you know, just for architectural interest? Is that something can be done?
Yes, we do that.
Okay, I am amazed. Okay. Wow. So, okay, let's try another way. From the time someone orders that home, and I'm assuming you've got an architect involved to get the plans to you. And let's say you have the plans and you're ready to start. How long... And let's say the foundation is already in, because that's all you need is the foundation in. And I guess you probably need a way to get into that. If you're on a wooded lot, you're going to need roads before you bring that in, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So say from the time you have the order, the foundation is in, and you have the order, go. How long does it take you to finish that?
So let me maybe reframe it a little bit. I'll talk through a normal process. So, like, you know, the home buyer of yours that would decided that, let's say you sold a lot to a home buyer, and then they immediately wanted somebody to build a home on that lot. We would typically get with the home buyer. It usually takes a home buyer a couple weeks to finalize the plan and the details. And then, you know, they usually get a construction loan, so it takes about 6 or 8 weeks. You know, we all go through the funding, right, Margaret?
Mm-hmm.
We have to wait for the lender. But once that loan closes for that lender, we have our contract. We order the home at that point. So we usually are the ones in a lot of time, you know, doing the clearing of that lot, getting that driveway in so we can get our modules in, getting that foundation in. So we start that immediately at loan closing. Or just after that, the factories usually have about a 6 to 8 week backlog. So that's, you know, how many orders are in front of us. So that's perfect timing usually, because that's how long it takes us to possibly get a building permit, to to get the driveway in, to get the foundation in with the hole dug. And so about the time, it's kind of just-in-time delivery, because the house was being built simultaneously at the end of that 6 weeks, and let's say it took 3 days, and that's how long it takes to build in the factory, 3 days, 5 days, 8 days, that module is done. And so the house is delivered, say, about 8 weeks after we closed the contract, and then about 6 weeks after the house is on that foundation, depending on its size and complexity, we're usually wrapping it up. So it's about 14 weeks, give or take, from the time we order the home to the time you potentially are moving in.
But, okay, how realistic is it? Like, say, I've got a lot right now that I maybe talk to you about later. It's a half an acre lot. It needs public water. It needs sewer, even though it's in a very built-up neighborhood with a hospital blocks away. This particular little area doesn't have public utilities. Would you take a home on that needs well and septic?
Yes, as long as it was allowed by by law, zoning, and the building code. As long as we can get well and septic on it, yes, we actually do that quite frequently.
Okay. So I would think that in order for you to start, you would wait until the well and septic, it's perked. Let's talk. How about codes? Are there different codes for a modular home than a stick built? I mean, do you have to go through red tape and get certain approval when you're putting a modular home on?
No, it's actually, so what happens is, just for example, in Maryland, Maryland has a separate entity that adopts the same exact building code as a site-built house. And what they do is we build a plan. So, to your point earlier, we don't really have architects per se. Usually it's architectural designers at the factory. And we finalize a house plan. They submit a plan, and the state of Maryland reviews that plan. And then, I'm going to say, it stamps it and then approves it for construction. And then that same third-party engineering firm that the state approved to review and stamp the plan then reviews its construction in the factory. So it's getting that code and quality inspection there. So it's, we really are just using the same exact building code. It's just then once we get that stamp plan, we submit it with everything for the site so that, like, the local building authority, he's not reviewing the portion that's done in the factory. He's just reviewing what's being done on site. So, like, foundation, decks, maybe porches, that's the only thing the local code inspector is actually reviewing. So, yeah, the factory, when it comes, keep in mind the walls are closed, so you can't be looking at drywall and insulation and framing and electrical, because that's all behind the wall, and that was inspected at the factory previously.
Okay. Another kind of practical, I'm trying to think like somebody who would want to start this. Again, if I had a buyer who wanted to purchase this lot, let's say they've already gone through the steps of getting the building codes that where the building envelope is, that the well and septic are good. The lot is approved, let's say. From that point, who do they call? Or who do I suggest? If I wanted to be involved with it, who would I call? Would I suggest a builder? Would I suggest you? I have a feeling you're going to say you. But tell me, a normal person, how they would go about that.
Yes, so we have new home consultants throughout the country in assigned areas. And so, yes, you guessed it. I'm going to say call and press a modular and call our new home consultant for your area, Margaret.
Okay.
And then you'll connect your buyer with them. And, I'm sure you appreciate this, is that we pay, referral fees or commissions, actually, depending on what our relationship directly to the to the realtor, to the brokerage. And the reason most realtors like working with Impressa is we don't make you wait till the build is completed to pay our commission. We as soon as we close on our construction loan is when we pay our commission. So people like us that way.
Now, I'm sure that there are going to be a lot of real estate agencies says, where can I go to build a modular? We are already at another break. Hold on, please, everybody. You're listening to All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome. We are talking about modular homes, and we will be right back after the break.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Room Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to Margaret Rome. We are talking about modular homes. Can you do a quick summary in case someone is just tuning in? Modular homes, the difference, just real quick, and then we'll go back to the questions.
Sure. It's a modular home is really a misnomer. It's a method of construction. So the stigma we fight with is a mobile versus modular. A mobile or manufactured home is built to the HUD code. A modular home is built to the exact same code as a site-built home. We just take the plan, divide it up into modules, build it in a factory, and deliver it to the site, and assemble it in Lego-like fashion there.
Okay. I'm going through my mind is most of the time people are back and forth at the site when they're building a house. Basically, the house is being built in a factory. What if they say, change my mind, I want a different cabinet, I want, you know, a bathroom here. Are they out of luck?
I guess you would say, is, I guess one of the advantages of modular construction over site-built construction is most houses built on site end up going, you know, 10% over time and 30% over budget. And they always take longer and cost more. One of the advantages of modular construction is we have to decide everything up front, which means we have to decide bathroom placement, colors, and finishes. Because once it's built in the factory and the factory buys it, like I said, your home isn't, it's not like on-site where it's built over 6 months and you can go in and look at that toilet and decide you want to switch it out. It's actually built in 3 to 5 days in the factory, and they need to have everything ordered. The disadvantage is you can't make a lot of changes, but what we do is we spend more time up front in the design to really make sure you understand your decisions so that you don't have the surprises, but you get the benefit of not having the cost overruns and the schedule delays with modular construction.
Okay, let's go back to some of these questions that I want to answer. And by the way, I think one session is not going to be enough. I appreciate that you were on Active Rain and you gave us a presentation. Would you consider coming back again?
I would love to.
Okay, we will get you on the schedule. And maybe, you know, a few months down the road, we will have more questions about it. I will get them to you and let's see what we can do. So right now, is there a big need right now? Are there people Are you guys really busy and saying, you know, this is the thing, we want modular homes?
Yeah, I think what's happened in the past, and again, people probably, you know, some of your listeners have heard of modular construction, but they're thinking about modular construction 30 or 40 years ago. And because of the technology, what's happened today, what really is driving a crisis in the housing industry is the, you know, and you feel it too, I'm sure, is the drastic increase in prices. And in the construction world, there's, you know, we're not making many construction workers anymore. So builders just don't have the people to build. So there's a housing shortage, and people are trying to shore up that shortage. And so we work with a lot of towns right now, look across the country, who are trying to create affordable housing in their areas. And so we can work with them to create really efficient designs, really proper sizes of homes for their area. And so, yeah, we're seeing a lot of people look at what we, because you can't tell the difference between modular construction and site-built construction. They like the quality, they like our speed, and they like our value. So I feel like right now it's the perfect storm for modular construction. I think 2026 is going to be a great year for our industry.
Okay. Some of the areas are really having boom buying right now. And some of the areas we are finding that they are taking down the existing home and building a new home. Do you find that? Do you find that people are doing that? They buy a lot that already has a home on it. They remove that house and you come in and build the modular. Is that possible?
Yeah, yes, and I'll share another thing that'll probably really surprise you, Margaret, and maybe your listeners. You know, you see this in the Washington, D.C. area and the Baltimore area, where somebody lives in an established neighborhood. They love where they're at. They live in, say, a 1,200-square-foot ranch-style home on this, old neighborhood but they have their community, their church, their family, their friends that live in the area, and they don't really want to move. Well, instead of tearing down the whole house, a quaint, 1,200-square-foot ranch, we actually just take the roof off and add a couple modules to the top and double the size of their home. And we do it rapidly without them having to be moving out and staying out for 6 months. We actually do vertical additions. We call them toppers on their house.
Okay, that's great information. But let's say they wanted a bigger house, wanted a bigger house. They bought this lot, and they want you to come in. Can you, if code allows it, can they just increase the size of the footprint of the house? I guess you've got to increase the whole crawl space or basement to build on that lot, or is it better just to really get rid of everything and just start new?
It's. I'm going to answer your question in two ways.
Okay.
Because sometimes the house burns down that we work with that customer, and they want to reuse the foundation. And as long as an engineer says it's good, we can build a house right and build the house and design the house to fit right back on that same foundation. But I think the second part of your question is, if somebody just says, "Hey, I live in a 1,200-square-foot house, and I want to have a 2,600-square-foot house that's bigger," yes, we would actually end up going in, tear out the whole entire, do the demolition. We would actually raise the building, including the foundation, put in a new foundation, and then bring our modules in and put the or set on top of that new foundation.
Okay, yeah. Along those same lines, if say somebody's in an older home and they say, I need a new kitchen. Can they somehow add a kitchen or an extra bedroom? Could a module be added to an existing home?
Yes, as long as there's room on the lot, and that's the key.
Okay.
Yeah, we've done that where the customer lived in an older home and they didn't have a garage and they wanted a bigger master bedroom. And so we've added a garage/master bedroom addition that doubled the size of their house. We've even done two-story additions beside of a house. So they have two new levels as an addition.
Wow. Okay. If somebody wanted to add a small house on the existing lot, like, you know, the ADU type of thing. But, do you deal with that at all?
Yes, we do those. I mean, and like I say, we work across the country. So it's funny you mentioned that. Just about a week or two ago, we did one in Raleigh, North Carolina, where we have to lift our modules over the existing house with the crane. So we have to get a fairly large crane. And literally in one day, a cottage goes up in the backyard on a foundation that was waiting for it.
But it's that fast. Boy, that sounds like a real benefit, because we talked about ADUs and there's so many codes that have to pass. So let's say I've got a seller who's got a 2-acre lot, just needs an extra place, and the building lot is open, is approved. You can put a small house on that lot in, you know, say a 2-bedroom, 1-bath home there that would be complete in what kind of time? I mean, that just sounds awesome.
So, keep in mind, in Maryland, there's a lot of prep that has to be done for that, because you got to, you know, add the plumbing and connect it to the existing house that's on the structure if it's truly going to be an ADU. And so once we get all the approvals and the ability to do that, the easy part is actually bringing in the module and putting it in the backyard. The hardest part for us a lot of times is, based on the county and the town, is getting all the approvals required to put that house in the backyard, because each jurisdiction can have, it might only be allowed to be a certain percentage size of the existing house. It might have a limit on square footage no matter what size the house is. So we really, there's some pre-construction work that needs to get done case by case for an ADU. But again, making the module in the factory goes back to, we can have it ready to go in 8 weeks, 6 or 8 weeks, and deliver it and finish up a few weeks after that. And once we get past that local bureaucratic startup part.
Okay. Hang on, another break. What I want to do talk to you about after the break is, are there homes in and around Maryland that people could drive by, so you could say to them, you know, that's what one looks like, different styles? Think about that. We're going to take a break. You're listening to All About Real Estate. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. And I'll take your questions then. We all going to take a break. This is All About Real Estate.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress, and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
It's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Everywhere you go, we're always with you.
I'll be there for you.
Stay connected with the news and talk you love. Download the WCBM app. Just go to WCBM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rowe on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. Call me after the show, 410-530-2400. We have callers on the line, but we're not going to be able to get to them. If you have questions, you are welcome to text or call that number. Leave me a message. I will get answers for you. But right now, Ken, we're at the end of the show. I wanted to know where we could go look at modular homes in and around Baltimore. If I had somebody who was interested in building a home, I'd like to say this is what one, I'd like to prep them a little bit. And once I did, do you come down and talk to the people, or it's all done from ordering right here in Baltimore? You're just the factory.
No, I'm actually the builder. Impressive Modular is the builder, working across the country. And so one of my new home consultants would actually work with you and your buyer. And, you know, just so you appreciate, or hopefully your listeners appreciate, usually we don't give out addresses until we actually talk with a customer, because just to respect the privacy of our previous buyers, we don't want to just send anybody to an address. Yeah, but we would actually, you know, once you had somebody reach out to you, we would talk with them, you would talk with them, and then we could give them, you know, probably several addresses in the nearby area to drive, you know, for them to drive by and look at. But yes, there are a large number of modular homes in your area, Margaret.
Okay.
That, I don't even know.
I want to hear about some of them, and I want to say to any of my listeners out there, I know there's some people who are out there looking for lots. Give me a call. Are you involved with getting the lots? Do you have contacts that somebody says, I have a lot, find a buyer?
We have that we work with, and we work with agents like yourself that if you have a lot and it helps to sell that lot because we put a house to be built on that lot, we work with agents that way. You know, we have people that, you know, bring to us lots that they want to sell, but we really find a great opportunity working with real estate agents to create listings that they otherwise wouldn't have by pairing one of our houses on that lot to be built. And it just gives you much more inventory to sell, you know, and the realtors in your area.
Do you find that people want to do pre-built, but spec homes, you know, purchase a lot, want to put one of your homes on it, it's finished, and then you put it out to market because they can probably get it on the market faster than, you know, they can, maybe they already have the work and the people to do that.
Yes, we work with investors or in some cases other builders.
Okay.
Because of our expertise, and that was the example I used down in Highlands, North Carolina. The architect did exactly that. He bought the lot, we sold him the house, designed it with him, and he, you know, now it was a higher cost area, but he basically doubled his money on that house. That was an amazing investment for him.
Okay, last question, because we're out of time. When you're ready to put the modules on, is that your crew, or do you use the crew from, or both?
So usually because we're so spread out across the country, we use what's called third-party set crews to do it. They're a subcontractor to us, but they're the ones that work in that the local area where we're installing the modules at.
Okay, so it's you're the one that hires the person to put the actual home there when it's built,
We're the general contractor, correct.
Okay. It looks like we are at the end. I am delighted that you were available to call in and tell us about modular homes. Give us the name of your website real quick, and we are at the end of the show. And if you want to reach me, 410-530-2400. And if you want to reach Ken, give him a number.
That's website is Impresa Modular, I-M-P-R-E-S-A, modular.com. And the phone number is 800-275-7532.
Great. And we are going to say this is the end of All About Real Estate. If you have questions, as I say, call me after the show. Leave me a message. Maybe I'll answer the phone. 410-530-2400. And we will continue this discussion. I can always get Ken on the phone to answer any more questions. This is All About Real Estate.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.